Welcome to another episode of Unlocking Your Destiny Prayers with Marilyn. I'm super excited to have you guys tune in again. I have a very special guest that I'm excited to introduce to you guys. Today's topic is about the big payback. And when I tell you, we have some exciting tools and techniques that's going to minister to your spirit today. So we wanted to talk about the big payback and what exactly does that mean. And when you refer to the big payback, when you have things that you have petitions up before the Lord, or when you think back on the things that you once had, that whether it's your fire, your energy in worship, your fire in believing that you can speak to a mountain and declare things to be moved and shaken, and some way life happened, and somehow the boldness that you once used to have, you no longer have. Well, we're going to tell you how to get that back. We're going to declare and decree with you how to move mountains, how to shake the enemy's territory, and snatch those keys back. Get what you believe that belongs to you, and how we will no longer live in bondage, live in fear, but walk in boldness and integrity in Jesus. I am super excited, and what we'll do is come right back after this short commercial and introduce our guest that I'm super excited to bring to you guys. Just one moment, we'll be right back to you after this short commercial. So as we said before, that you won't always hear just Marilyn on the podcast. We will have some special guests to come in and drop some nuggets and share some wisdom to help you live your best life and help you identify key tools and success to help you unlock your destiny and grab those keys, hold on to them, and continue to live the best life, the planned life, purpose-filled life that God has for you. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce my guest, Mr. Clement Jones. Hi, how are you, Clement?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I'm so glad that you were available and willing to join in on this topic today. So today's topic was the big payback. And what do we want to talk about with the big payback? The big payback is taking everything back that belongs to you, that the enemy has taken from you, your joy, your peace, your finances, family, whatever that thing is that you have that the enemy has stripped of you. Today is the day of the big payback. So Clement, if you don't mind, share it with our audience today. What is the big payback for you? And how would you like to share some tools and tips to help the audience understand how to get back what the enemy has taken from them?
Absolutely. First of all, I just want to commend you on such an awesome job that you're doing. Your podcast has been a blessing to so many. And it's amazing just to watch and listen to how God is using you in such an awesome way. He has such a call on your life. And I just know that it's not by accident or coincidence that folks are tuning in and listening to your podcast. It's by divine purpose and by divine intervention. For me, the big payback is complete restoration, full circle. And what I mean by that, if you look at your life and you do an evaluation or you take inventory of your entire life and you think about some of the dreams and hopes and some of the inspiring things that you always wanted to do in your life, and somehow you just lost sight of that. So for me, the big payback is reminding myself of God's promises, of God's promises for me, so that I can go out and I can pursue those things and know that I can do anything that I put my mind to. Now, some things may seem difficult to me, but guess what? To God, all things are possible. So I just sit back and I remember when I was younger, I used to have some great big dreams. I can remember me and my siblings and friends, we would sit on the porch and in my back yard, and we would just sit and we would watch the cars drive by. and we would take turns saying, "That's my car." Do you remember that game?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, so that was a popular game, and we would just have little dreams like that. It would start with little seats just like that, or homes that we would drive by, and we would look at those nice big homes, and we would say, "That's my house." And so many countless dreams and things that I can remember as a child that I used to just hope and dream about. But as I aged and matured, and as negative seeds were planted in my heart and my mind, somehow those dreams just diminished and became abolished or evaporated completely. So I just want to remind myself, and God have reminded me, that you know what? You can still pursue those dreams. You can still pursue happiness, and you can still have all that I have in store for you. See, understand that God, He loves you so much. You know what? Those same dreams that you dreamed about, those same desires that you still have, God have not forgotten about you. He remember, and guess what? If you continue to have faith and hope and just put that thing on the canvas of your imagination, God will be in agreement with you. And if you put some execution behind it, a little fire behind it, God will back you up. And that same thing that you're pursuing is pursuing you. And I guarantee you this, that you and that thing will meet at a mutual location, and it will be a blessing, right? See, for me, the big payback is remembering God's promises for my life.
Amen, amen. And so as you were speaking, so what hit my spirit was, you know, just like you've heard before, deferred but not denied.
Absolutely.
That's what that dream is, you know. Just because it doesn't happen or didn't happen at the time that you thought it should happen or whatever, it may just been set up in deferment, but it doesn't mean that it was denied, that dream was denied for you. So I agree with you. The dreams that you had as a kid, like claiming those things, like speaking those things into existence, like you did when, you know, we played that game, like when the cars drove by, you had vision, you were speaking life. That's my car, that's my car. And I don't even know if you can remember which cars you said was yours, but I'm probably sure at some point of your life, that was a car that you eventually got. Why? Because you spoke it into an existence.
Yes.
And that's exactly what this thing is. Start claiming those things that you want, that you desire. Start speaking those things until existing. Stop denying yourself the ability to be great. If you have a desire to do something, step out on it. Step out on faith and do just that.
Absolutely. And I just want to touch on what you mentioned, which is very powerful. Defer but not deny. Understand the concept of that. Defer but not deny. See, a lot of times we're not ready for those things yet, right? We may have a desire in our heart, but if God knows that we're not mature enough for it, it's not our time yet. So it doesn't mean that God don't want you to have it. He just wants you to be mature to receive it, so that when you receive it, you can value it and you can understand and cherish it and understand it's from God, right? So defer but not deny. That is a powerful statement.
Yes, yes, yes. And even in that, with the deferred and not denied, you know, sometimes things that we speak into existence, we're not even ready for it. So like you mentioned about the cars or whatever, like you may not want to say that, you know, you want to start out with that Bentley car. Maybe a Cutlass was what you needed to start out. Why? Because to your point, you need to understand the value. If you're not going to keep that car clean, you're not going to treasure that gift that God's given you, then why would he give you abundance when he know that you can't even handle the little bit that you
yes.
got in front of you right now? So yes, there is a level of the testing of your faith to see how you can handle it. So when you do get your blessings, God can see. If he can't trust that you're going to pay tithes on $100, why would he
Absolutely.
Give you $10 million? That same structure on the discipline and being obedient and giving your $10 on that $100 will be the same thing when you're giving $10,000 or $1 million on the $1 billion. So the discipline has to start at a small level, then he'll know that he can trust you with the more.
Absolutely. Because what happens is people don't understand, you know, when you read the Bible, It clearly states that God is a jealous God. He don't want you to put anything before him. So, I mean, you can get to the point where, you know, you receive these things that you pray for, but you can lose sight and start worshiping those things. So a god doesn't necessarily mean like some like a fictitious character or some fictitious spirit of a god, but it can be your car that you worship as a god. It can be money, it can be clothes, it can be shoes. Whatever you put before God becomes your god. So God wants to make sure that you're in a place that you can receive it and you won't forget about it.
That is absolutely true, because we know that he is a jealous God, but he is a father. He has given us all of our heart's desire. So it's like one of those things, if I can give you everything that you want, if I can give you everything that you desire, why would you neglect time with
yes.
me? That would be even in the marriage, or even in anything that you do that you feel that, you know, that's something that you respect and that you honor. You're going to respect it with your time and too, and you're not going to put anything before that.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I was listening to Steve Harvey a couple weeks ago, and he kind of told a testimony about when he was younger, when he was broke, he would tell his mom. He would say, "Mom, I'm gonna get a new car." But his mom would respond and say, "Well, what about your old car that's in the garage or in a driving spot?" He would say, "Oh yeah, I know about that." So he would come back the next week and he would continue to repeat that to his mother and say, "Hey mom, guess what? I'm gonna get me a new car." But she would remind him, "What about that car that's still in the driving spot?" And he would dismiss it and say, "Yeah, I know about the car." And every week he would say that to her. And then one day she said it in a firm voice, and she emphasized after he responded and said, "Mom, you know, I'm gonna get a new car." She said, "But son, what about your old beat up car that's in the driveway sitting on cinder blocks?" And finally it dawned on him that, wait, I need to get rid of what's old so that I can prepare for what's new. I found that to be a powerful statement. Sometimes you have to get rid of what's old so you can prepare for what's new. And what God has in store for you, it's a new thing that he's doing for you in 2019.
Amen. Listen, that when you talk about the big payback, if that's not it, come on now. This is some good meat. I'm even getting some good stuff out of this. Talk about that. Getting rid of the old so you have room for the new. And if you're ready for this big payback, you got to do a self-inventory. You got to start decluttering yourself with things that are old, the things that don't belong. You got to start decluttering, clean up week.
Yes, spring
take that clean up week and get rid of all that old soul ties.
Yes.
Old relationships.
Absolutely.
Old toxic behavior. And mm-hmm. just like yes. things that you so robotically used to doing, whether it's listening to music that's not edifying your spirit. You know, it's okay to listen to, you know, secular music, but you have to be careful in what you're feeding your spirit with.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, you can only rock to Cardi B for so long, and nothing against Cardi B, but I'm just saying, if that's all you're listening to all day, every day, and you don't have some positive gospel music that's going to minister to your soul, I mean, you are, you know, it's not what comes out of what goes into the man that defiles him, but what comes out. So it's if you're not putting good in, you're not going to get good out. So you have to be very careful. Guard your ears and guard your heart and protect it of things that are ungodly, unwholesome, so that you can be in the position when it's time for your big payback, you got everything you need lined up in order so God can say, "Yes, it's your time. This is your season. You are ready for this big payback."
Absolutely. So as I prepare myself for the big payback in 2019, because I declare that 2019 is mine, and I hope you're declaring that 2019 is yours also. So I encourage you and I challenge you to do a self-inventory check and see and start remembering some of those things, some of those promises and desires and things that you wanted when you was a child, and you take back everything that the enemy has stolen from you and make this year the big payback, 2019.
Yes, that is so true. And when we're saying take it back, if you used to have strong confidence, like building your dreams or just thinking and thinking outside of the box, take that back. You know, if that's what you used to do or whatever, I know before. I know, like, my son, he used to love doing public speaking, and he was so great at it, and he still is. But at some point, you know, he kind of strayed away from doing a lot of public speaking. But I'm using that as an example. But if that was something you once did and you loved and you enjoyed doing, don't stop. Get that back. Take that back. That was a God-given gift that he gave you, because everybody doesn't have that. So if it was you and you love to do services, or, you know, offer things to people, or you love to help, or your ministry is in helping and assisting others, or even if it's in product-based, whatever it is, whatever your dream, whatever your desire is, don't let the enemy snatch that from you with fear. Don't let the enemy snatch that from you with doubt that you will have the financial acumen you need to be successful in the business. Take back your boldness. Take back faith that you probably let loose, and just grab it by the horn and say, I know what God will fulfill the desires of my heart. And he said, anything that I ask in his name shall be.
Yes.
You command that, and you snatch those keys from the enemy, and you declare and you decree that what's yours is yours, and you sit back and get ready for this big payback.
Yes.
I can say it over and over again. Take back what the enemy has taken from you, your joy, your peace, your love, your sound mind, whatever you need to be successful in life. You snatch that back from the enemy, and you walk in boldness and integrity in Jesus Christ. I hope you guys enjoy this topic today, and we just want to give a clap thanks for Mr. Jones joining us today.
Anytime.
We certainly appreciate you, and thank you for joining in Unlocking Your Destiny. And I hope all of you be blessed as ever before. And as always, we'll always end our episodes with a prayer. So we're just going to go right into prayer. And we're actually going to let Mr. Jones lead the prayer tonight, if you guys don't mind.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every person that have joined this call on this day. We thank you for the call that's on their lives. We thank you for all that you're doing for them, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for a supernatural move and a supernatural breakthrough. We pray for divine purpose and divine intervention. We declare in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you raise up somebody somewhere to use their power, abilities, and influences to help them prosper. Father, order their steps, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you give them creative ideas and insight, oh God. Father, we declare for a supernatural favor to touch them from the north, east, south, and the west. We declare, oh God, that you raise up lenders and investors and financial institutions, oh God. We pray for favor, oh God. We pray that you bless them and use them like never before, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you stir up the gift that's on the inside of them, oh God. And we pray that you give them the desires of their hearts. We pray that you touch them, and we pray for a fresh anointing. We thank you for all that you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thanks again for joining Unlocking Your Destiny. And until this time next week, you guys have a blessed week. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.